And now to the final segment on today's Jefferson Exchange. We'll finish up on the arts once again. The discussion is about a musical performance tomorrow at the Oregon Center for the Arts at Southern Oregon University. It features the premiere of a new work for flute and percussion, and that is exactly the instrumentation of the duo Caballito Negro, consisting of Ashland resident Terry Longshore on percussion. Welcome back, Terry.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
And former Ashlander Tessa Brinkman on flutes. Welcome back, Tessa.
Thank you.
And I should point out that there was a little bit of dancing going on when the theme music played, because that was composed by Terry and his son, Maxwell. It was good to have that. So you, Tessa, were once in Ashland. You're now on opposite sides of the country. How has that impacted making music together?
You know, we've always managed to sort of figure things out in terms of even the long-distance stuff. We've really kept close and working, and we've got some amazing stuff coming up, so it's been fine, actually.
Before we hear any of it, for the benefit of people who have not heard our several previous interviews with you guys as Caballito Negro, how do you describe what you create, Terry?
Well, we create, and I would say we create experiences, environments, which is a big part of the piece we'll be premiering tomorrow night. We're really passionate about creating an atmosphere for listeners, audiences to take a deep dive and experience as close to what we're experiencing as the performers as possible. So we really want people to connect and come away with feeling like they've had a life-changing experience.
Tessa, were you always, both of you, making less conventional music, or was there a decision at some point to head in a more experimental direction?
The fact that you're working with a percussionist means automatically it's going to be less conventional, which is fantastic for flute players. No, it's our jam, really. And the wonderful thing is that audiences really love this. I mean, more than ever, we need experiences that wake us up, but also take us somewhere that we can believe in, right? Or that enhance our own critical faculties, or just make us feel more alive. There are so many things that are in deadening, so the more things that make you feel alive, the better.
And deadening, I'm going to remember. That is an excellent term.
Just made it up.
Okay. Way to go, Tessa Brinkman. So let's hear some music from Caballito Negro. This is not the piece from tomorrow night. We'll talk about Birds, Bees, Electric Fish in just a bit, but this is a clip from Bare White Bones. So there's some fun stuff in there, and it sounds like, I don't know, vitamin jars tipping over in the percussion. What is going on in there, Terry?
Well, in that part of the piece, it's very quiet percussion. There's about to be a very large boom in about 30 seconds. But it's playing the sticks of the mallets together in kind of a ricocheting fashion, and playing the bongos drums softly and the rim of a bass drum. So making these really clicky kind of stick-like noises. That kind of, draw you in, I think. You expect something loud from percussion. So when you hear something soft and distant, it kind of makes you sit forward and go, ooh, what are we going to hear?
It really did. It made me think, like, wait, is there something going on with the headphones here? Because the clicking sound seems so close, so personal.
Yeah. And also, we get to speak Latin in this piece.
So that was the next question.
Yes,
was, so, like, you're doing something other than just playing the instruments.
Absolutely.
What is going on?
So we're speaking and playing, which is an art form in itself. And Wally Gunn took a piece called the Trois Corbies, and he had his brother translate it into Latin, which made it sound more sinister. So it's a very dark little poem about two ravens that sit on a branch and contemplate picking out the eyes of this hapless blue-eyed boy. It's very, which kind of goes along with the video that Christopher Lucas, who works here at SOU, made for us.
And has been a regular on our Signals
right.
and Noise segment.
So made this cool video that incorporates the music and shadow puppetry and shots of the land around here. And it really has a whole environmental kind of sort of thrust to it as well.
I watched a little bit of the video. You guys had some fun making that, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Uh-huh.
What was the most fun about it?
I think for me, just dressing up in costume and bobbing around. I mean, I always love the theatrical aspect of it. But this single actually is coming out next week on April 27th. So you can go to Bandcamp and pre-order it right now. So
okay, all kinds of things happening for Caballito Negro. That's Tessa Brinkman and Terry Longshore. Tessa on flutes, Terry on percussion. They'll be debuting Birds, Bees, Electric Fish tomorrow night, so April 17th at the Music Recital Hall at Southern Oregon University. And talk about the piece to be played tomorrow, Birds, Bees, Electric Fish. And it is Juri Seo's work.
Yeah, Juri Sa is the composer. She's a Korean-American composer who teaches at Princeton University. And the piece that we commissioned her to write, and we were joined by 30 other flutists and percussionists around the country to make the piece happen, is called Birds, Bees, Electric Fish. And it's built on the concept of Umwelt, which is a German term for how animals experience their environment. So the three movements are meant to evoke how birds experience their own environment. How do they hear their songs? We know how we hear them. How do they hear them? What is it like to be inside the mind of a bird? Bees, likewise. What is it like for bees inside their hive? What are they experiencing? And there's a part of the bees movement which is called the bee dance, which was inspired by the fact that bees actually kind of dance and wiggle their bottoms in their hives as they're working together. And Juri was inspired to write this very kind of fugue-like jazz-inspired dance that we perform as part of that. And then finally, Electric Fish, which is a really experiential thing where we're moving about in the performance space around the audience and creating these just wild sounds that are meant to evoke how electric fish sense their environment.
Yeah. You kind of set off a mental explosion when you said Umwelt, because we talked to a scientist a few years ago who explained the term and, you know, was trying to imagine what it would be like to be a tick hanging on a blade of grass waiting for a dog to walk by. So this is the world that you don't really understand. It's their Umwelt versus our Umwelt. This is quite a range for exploration, I think, Tessa.
It's wonderful, because I always love the idea of creating a whole environment and doing it in a low-tech way. This is all analog instruments, no, you know, fancy electronics or anything. And we're doing it with a whole, you know, array of percussion instruments, including the flutist playing percussion instruments, which is always fun for me. So,
and how do you whacking on the flute or
no? So alternating between playing flute and then twirling whirly tubes, stomping on plastic, you know, throwing crackers. What are they?
Poppers.
Poppers. Sorry.
Snappers.
Snappers. Yes.
So whirly tubes too, though. That is part of your fluting. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Which musically relates to the way that the flute can create this harmonic series and a series of colors. So it's actually very tightly interwoven the way we create these sound worlds, and I love the way this piece moves between what humans recognize as sort of melody and harmony and tune and rhythm, and then this sort of very ambient, more random sounding expressions of sound. I mean, Juri has written a very elegant piece, I think, and the audience, I really think the Ashland audiences will dig this piece, because it speaks to a lot of the environmental concerns that people, you know, speak to here.
Now, we've established, I think, that this is a quartet that is Birds, Bees, Electric Fish, and you guys are a duo. So who's the other duo playing with you?
Yeah, we have two wonderful musicians from Portland joining us. Sarah Tiedemann, flutist from Portland, who is the artistic director for Third Angle New Music. And Christopher White, who's a percussionist I work with regularly in the Portland Percussion Group, and he also plays with Third Angle there and teaches at Portland State University. So they're here rehearsing with us and will be performing with us. All four of us will play solos on the first half of the program. Tessa and I will play another duo by Samuel Torres that we just premiered in New York City last month. And then there'll be an intermission, and the four of us will present the Juri Seo work after that.
One of these days, I'll have to ask you guys to bring in the notation, bring in the actual musical scores. I'd be really curious to see what those look like.
Happy to do that.
I mean, how out there is it in time signature and any of that?
Actually, not very. The third movement has a little bit more, you know, less conventional kind of notation in it, which is like we're looking at timestamps. Okay, until 1 minute and 30 seconds you do this, and then until 1 minute and 40 seconds you do this, that kind of thing. But it's actually fairly typical looking music, I would say.
Interesting. So you go by a clock. It's like a radio show in a sense.
Mm-hmm. In the third movement, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But, you know, and the way we interpret scores, I mean, a lot goes on within the musician that's not on the page. So we have to be very flexible about how we interpret.
All right. So that is the debut of Birds, Bees, Electric Fish by Juri Seo tomorrow at what time at the Music Recital Hall?
7:30
the Music Recital Hall, featuring Caballito Negro, which is Terry Longshore and Tessa Brinkman, and Sarah Tiedemann and Christopher White of Third Angle New Music. Good to see you again, Tessa.
Good to see you.
Good to see you again, Terry.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
And that'll do it.